Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
The state probation department scandal is spreading. Now a federal grand jury is investigating allegations of corruption and nepotism at the agency. Charges of fraud, extortion, and conspiracy could follow. Meantime, the U.S. Attorney for Massachusetts is insisting that probation officials preserve all evidence, documents that could be used in its criminal probe. Donald Stern is familiar with such federal investigations. He was the state's U.S. Attorney from 1993 through 2001. He currently works at the Boston law firm Cooley and joins us this morning to help shed some light on the probe into the probation department. Thanks, Attorney Stern. We appreciate your presence on Morning Edition.
You're quite welcome.
Let me ask you, first of all, who are the prosecutors likely to be targeting within both the probation department and outside of the probation department in the legislature? And what is the challenge that prosecutors face?
Well, I think initially the prosecutors are likely to focus on those persons identified in Paul Ware's report, both within the probation department and outside of the probation department. But the challenge for the prosecutors, particularly the federal prosecutors, will be to see whether they can sort of tie up the patronage, clearly the patronage that Paul Ware identified, with something specific that was given, something of value that was given to one or more people in the probation department because of the patronage. By that I mean the political system, and to some extent the law, accepts a certain amount of grease within the political machinery, but it does at some point cross the line from the creation of goodwill, which the law accepts as permissible, to somebody doing something for the purpose of receiving money or something of value. When it crosses that line is when the federal prosecutors will get very interested, and I think they're going to be taking a hard look at some people in the legislature.
So top state lawmakers have publicly said, you know, we do this all the time in terms of making recommendations, constituent recommendations for jobs in state government. There's nothing wrong with that. There is, then, you're saying, not necessarily anything wrong with that as long as those lawmakers didn't get something in return?
Well, it can at times be a very fuzzy line, and sometimes people will be surprised that what is, I think, sometimes shocking to some people is what's legal, not necessarily what's illegal. So when people decry the system of patronage, that per se may not be illegal, at least under federal law. At some point, however, if legislator X says, if you hire my brother-in-law or you hire my political supporter and I will add $1 million to your state budget and I'm not going to do it until that person gets hired, that begins to cross the line. I think that's the kind of evidence that the federal prosecutors are going to be looking to develop.
Is there anything wrong, anything illegal with a person who was hired following a recommendation by a state lawmaker, then giving that lawmaker a political contribution to the lawmaker's campaign committee? I get hired. I give legislator X $1,000.
I think if that's all there is, it may be a challenge for the federal prosecutors to prove that's illegal. It could be illegal if person gets hired and then said, thank you very much for hiring me. We all knew that I'd have to give you something or that you expected something in return. Here's your $1,000 contribution. That begins to cross the line. I think that, again, is the kind of evidence that the prosecutors are going to be looking to develop.
Let me ask you, what can the feds do that state investigators cannot do? Because we know the state attorney general is also investigating.
There really is going to have to be parallel, I would say almost joint investigations between the feds and the state AG and maybe the district attorney. So they're going to have to sort of divide this up in a way so that you don't get three, you know, an FBI agent and a state trooper and a Boston police officer showing up at the same doorstep looking to interview the same person. And by doing that, I think they'll probably figure out who's got the best tools available. The feds, federal prosecutors, have certain advantages in terms of sentencing guidelines, albeit not mandatory anymore, and fairly elastic, if I can use that expression, federal statutes, which might permit charges such as mail fraud and wire fraud, which the state can't utilize.
I want to ask you another question about who might face prosecution in here, but not necessarily name a name. If it should be found that there's a patronage king in this, so to speak, somebody who got jobs for dozens of people or maybe more than dozens of people, does that person face a higher risk of federal prosecution, or does each one of those incidents, each of those hirings, have to be taken separately?
Well, I'm not sure. You know, one of the things that Paul Ware pointed out in his report was he did kind of a statistical analysis of people recommended and then people who were hired, and he listed, as I recall, I think the top 10 legislators or the top 10 recommenders. That kind of statistical evidence may not be admissible. It may not be very useful in a prosecution. In other words, you can't simply say, you know, so-and-so recommended 20 people, 10 got hired, and use that as evidence of some wrongdoing. I think the prosecutors are going to have to do better than that if they want to make a case against anybody.
Which leads us, I think, to my last question. If possible prosecution charges are at the outer edge, do you think, based on your experience, that there will be criminal indictments resulting from all of this?
I can't tell. It's really difficult to tell. And the prosecutors have certain tools that Paul Ware didn't have, in particular the power of the federal grand jury. So they will be looking, for example, to immunize certain witnesses that might have done something wrong or might believe, or the feds believe might have done something wrong, in exchange for getting their testimony and perhaps getting incriminating testimony against others. Paul Ware did not have that tool available. So there could be somebody in the pecking order who will be immunized in the expectation or at least hope by the prosecutors that they will tell the truth and provide some information against others.
Thank you, Donald Stern.
You're welcome.
Donald Stern was U.S. Attorney for Massachusetts between 1993 and 2001. He's now a partner in the Boston law firm Cooley LLP.